turn this back on. Are the kids still serving mass? Yes. Gabe serves tomorrow, actually. Yes. So...
Are you going to their... You're not going to your dad's spaghetti dinner?
No. We're going to church tomorrow, and then Gabe really wanted to have a Super Bowl party at our house, so he's... So we invited my friends over, so he's going to... He's got snacks.
He wanted you to have a party for your friends. He likes that, huh?
Yes, he likes my friends, and I think he wants an excuse to eat a bunch of junk food. So we got a bunch of chips and cookies and stuff. He was pretty excited about that.
Mm. Yeah, I really like these.
So, yes, Gabe serves at Mass. Roland... I think it's fourth grade when you can start. I'm trying to remember when Gabe started. So I think it's next year Gabe Roland could do it. But I'd have to double check. I don't remember the exact age cutoff. How's your arm feel?
Well, it's alright.
You got all kinds of meds over there for it. I heard you don't want to take the pain meds.
Well, sometimes the pain meds are worse than the pain.
Right.
The side effects of pain pills are bad, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should take any more of that than you really, really have to.
When I was in the hospital, one of the nurses told me, because, yeah, I had concerns about them giving me pain meds. I mean, they were giving me IV stuff.
You mean a long time ago?
Or? Yeah, right, oh. Right. And one of the nurses told me that if you're trying to heal, if you're in pain and your body is stressed out, that you won't heal as quick. So
you should get rid of the pain, right?
So they say that, yes, taking too much pain pills is certainly a problem, but... If you're uncomfortable and you're stressed out all the time, then your body's natural healing can't kick in as quickly, and you'll be in pain longer. So yeah, there's definitely a middle ground of too much versus too little, but I see what you're saying. But I mean, as long as you're not uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind of tea is that?
This is coffee.
Oh, it's coffee.
A leftover breakfast coffee.
At 1:30 in the afternoon?
Well, it's my lunch.
Coffee and yogurt and cookies? You eat like my kids do.
Well, that's good enough.
Gabe, for lunch the other day, heated
this
up...
This is protein.
Okay.
And,
Well, you can have pears, too. Here you go.
No, I don't... That's your pear.
We can share a pear.
I don't want a pear. Okay. Thank you. One yesterday. One.
Gabe, for lunch the other day, heated up a can of refried beans and then just got out a bag of tortilla chips and just ate.
Well, that's good.
That was it. He just ate a whole thing of chips and...
Well, he should start eating lots pretty soon.
He's already eating a lot.
I mean, a growth spurt.
Yeah, he weighs 145 pounds and I think he's... He's the same height as Angie, 5'6", 5'8". Yeah, he's a big kid for a sixth grader.
Well, he has a heritage, you know. Your grandpa Baker and Frank.
Frank was tall. I mean, my dad's 6 foot. I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
Bob was, I don't remember, 6'1", 6'2". He wasn't really tall.
Well, he was a big man, though.
Oh, yeah.
Bob was.
Right.
And a lot of... Of course, Frank was the tallest guy in his family.
Yeah.
There were four boys, and he was the tallest one. He was about almost 6'4"
mm-hmm.
when he was young. Of course, he started shrinking quickly. And then Dick is still living, Frank's brother Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big man. Dad had the long legs, like Joanne does. Long legs. Well, Dick's height is in his body. He has short legs and a long torso. But he's a big man. And let's see, Bob Baker, the tallest one, he was a well-proportioned man. But he was only about 5'10", and he was about square. I mean, he wasn't a heavy man. Mm-hmm. He was a plumber all his life.
He was, yeah, right.
And he was a really nice man. He hasn't been gone all that. Okay, now who else? Oh, and Vince was Jeanette's husband, the father of all the Dark Bakers.
Right. I think we were at your, it must have been at your 90th birthday party? Wow. When was the last time? I'm trying to remember. I made some joke with you about whether or not you ever thought about divorcing Grandpa, and you said yes immediately. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I did.
Did you guys ever fight?
Yeah. We weren't really kindred spirits.
Really?
We both liked museums. We both liked history.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed going to our elder hostels, mm-hmm. when the elder hostels were in their prime. And that's a good program. Well, we really didn't have that much in common. Honest God, we didn't.
Yeah. Did you guys used to argue? What did you guys argue about? Every couple argues, right?
Oh, we argued about everything.
Everything?
We'd argue whether it was an apricot or an apricot. Dumb stuff.
Why do you think you did that?
Because we were antagonistic.
It's just in your nature?
Yeah. Both of us.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. You've got a little
feisty.
Yeah, that's the word for it. Did you ever seriously think about divorcing Grandpa?
No.
No.
Because I didn't have any money.
Right. I mean, like you said, I think every couple argues and everybody thinks about it maybe, but, you know, it never really happens. I mean, I was just curious.
It's really difficult to go along with one person 24 hours a day the rest of your life. Think about it.
I'm married. I know how it goes. Yeah. What did Grandpa used to do that would drive you crazy?
I don't know. Probably just breathe.
Breathing? Like he breathed hard or just existing?
No, his snoring was terrible.
Oh, sure.
I mean, he really could not help it. And he tried so hard to eliminate it. He really, really did. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get along with anybody, even though they're saint-like.
Was Grandpa saint-like?
He was pretty good. He really was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't carry on with a bunch of other women. He didn't do much with the kids, and that would have been nice. He took the boys to get a haircut when they needed it. He went to all their games, because mm-hmm. I didn't go to hardly any games. Because they always knew I had plenty to do. They understood. I had plenty to do at home, and I would go to one or two games a year. And that was fine with them. It was fine with me. And it gave them something to do together.
So you wish he had done more with the kids?
A lot more. He'd come home. He'd go to work very early in the morning because he was practically married to Rose City Paper Box. And he'd go to church. I mean, go to work before, you know, very early. Later on, he took a whole carload of girls down to St. Mary's every day. Mm-hmm. And where the house was located was convenient to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, go ahead and ask.
Oh, it's not a phone call. It's just a message. Looks like it's from work, so I don't even want to deal with it.
Do some guys work on the weekend?
Nobody's in the office on the weekend, but if something breaks, somebody has to go in. So, not me this weekend. What sort of things do you wish Grandpa had done with the kids?
Well, if we were ever playing games, sometimes he, not often though, play games with us, or I played a lot of games with the kids.
So you would play games with the kids and he would not get involved?
Right.
I see.
If we had people over, that's when the kids were really little. You'd go visit your friends with your toddler children, put all the kids to sleep, and then the adults would play cards. I know, pinochle, you know, that sort of thing. The kids would go to sleep, and the parents would drink beer and play cards. That was their social life, because we, again, nobody had any money.
Right.
This is our recreation.
No, I mean, I'd still do that with my friends. That seems pretty normal to me.
Well, we used to square dance, too, for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. If Grandpa were still around, and if I asked him, what do you think you did that bugged him? Is there, you think he would have something to say?
He'd probably answer something sarcastic. Wouldn't he?
Probably. What would a sarcastic response from Frank sound like?
I don't know. You'll have to contact him.
Do you have a Ouija board?
No.
I don't think I ever saw you and Grandpa really argue. I mean, like you said, you used to argue about stupid stuff like apricot versus apricot, but...
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we went on the cruise for your 50th wedding anniversary, you guys were arguing. I don't even remember what it was. Something really trivial like that. And I remember a couple of my aunts and uncles going, oh, they're doing it again. They're arguing over whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe you had a reputation for arguing about little trivial things.
What do you and Auntie argue about?
You know, usually it's mostly about how we're going to deal with the kids, how to, you know, discipline the children, how to, you know, be consistent parenting. Yes.
Well, see, and, one thing that Frank did that I didn't like, that we might have different ideas of how we should discipline. But he would occasionally overrule me. And that is a big mistake for either parent to do that.
You mean overrule you in front of the kids, or?
Yeah, in front of the kids.
Yes, that, yeah, I see that, sure.
I mean, you should talk it over out of earshot.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to one conclusion and then go for it. But when he overrules it, and
no.
You know, when it's overruled, there's not much you can do about it.
Who did most of the disciplining of your kids? You?
Mm-hmm.
So how long were you guys married when he died?
52 years.
52 years, huh?
I think he liked me better when he was sick and dying.
You think he liked you better when he was sick?
Yeah.
What makes...
Because I was kind of valuable then. Because I took care of every need that he had.
You don't think you were valuable to him before that?
Oh, yeah, I was. But you get very accustomed to things people do for you.
Mm-hmm. So, 52 years, other than arguing about trivial things, what's the secret to staying together that long?
Habit.
Really? I mean, that I think that's accurate. I mean, you get into a point where it's just, that's just the way things are. You're just so used to it, right? After 50 right. years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Frank's family was not a close family at all. They were always warring with each other. Well, and that family is kind of like, if you look at somebody sideways, somebody takes offense at it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they were, you mean, so Frank's brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are just
easily offended.
Well, there's one sister. The older ones are all gone. That's Vince, Bob, Dorothy, and Virginia, the four. And then Frank's the oldest, was the oldest of the bottom set, the other four. And they're Frank, Millie, Dick, and Aggie. Well, Aggie, Aggie's always mad at everybody. And I talked to her sister, Millie, a few days ago in California. They both live in California because California is very generous to its senior citizens, and they get better benefits there than they would anyplace else. And so that's why they live down here. And Millie comes up occasionally to visit with Dick. But she always stays over at Dick's because there are fewer steps to go up. I've offered to have her here, and she doesn't like my steps, so she won't stay here.
Yeah.
But she is probably my favorite of his sisters. She gets along with people.
I thought you weren't allowed to have favorites. Or just your kids?
Well, they don't need to know. And you're not going to tell them.
Of course not.
I wouldn't make that generally known, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
And then I trust you that you will not go send them a letter.
I will, right, absolutely.
Okay.
What, so how do you, so you said she's worried about your stairs, like it's a falling risk?
She's 80-something, and maybe 87. She's not a young chicken either.
Yeah. How do you feel about your stairs now that you're getting older?
Well, now they're harder. Even this last fall on my rear end, it's made a difference.
Yeah.
Your dad said I can't see it, but there's one small bruise on this side. I knew it was this side.
Yeah.
So hope it becomes less sore.
Yeah. Do you have any problems getting up and down those stairs?
Well, the last couple of days, yes.
I mean, other than since your fall and you're all sore?
No, I go down one at a time, mostly. I make sure I hang on. Yes, they're a hazard for an old person.
You've fallen twice now. I just wonder if it makes you more cautious.
Well, I probably have fallen more than that. But anyway.
Okay.
I'm still glad we bought this house, and I still want to stay here.
Yeah? Why did you buy a big house after all your kids were moved out?
Because of the backyard, because it's like being out in the woods, and I like that.
Yeah.
And we're way far away from neighbors. And who wouldn't want to get away from that Woodstock neighborhood, for heaven's sakes?
Was it a bad neighborhood?
Some of the time, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, maybe you can corroborate this story. Do you remember a story? I heard a story that Frank had to citizens arrest some guy who was peeing on the back of that building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was worried that it was going to set a bad example for his daughters. Is that a true story?
Well, I've heard that story, too. I remember the guy that he's half drunk, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was peeing behind that building. And it was, I mean, peeing in public is a misdemeanor, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
And he shouldn't do that, drunk or not.
Yeah, especially if there's people around, right?
Well, of course, living right across the street.
Right.
I was really worried because this ring has the other ring that fits inside, you mm-hmm. see now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I gave it to your mother to hold yesterday while I had an x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't take metal in x-ray machines. Well, but this inner ring, well, if the ring's off, that inner part just falls out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave it to your mother to hold because I thought it would be better for a woman to wear it than to put it in somebody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, this morning when I went to put it on, I think your mom put it on the dresser when she was here yesterday because she took me to draw my blood mm-hmm. yesterday. And fine, it was there. And then I went to wear it today, and after I had it on for quite a while, I noticed the middle one was missing. And I had no idea. I never even thought of your mother.
How would it come off if you were wearing it?
Well, no, if you go to put it on.
Oh, you mean it fell off before you put it on and you didn't notice?
Yeah, oh, I see. Right. And I never even thought of your mother. And I looked all over my bedroom because it could just very easily fall out. Anyway, and then when I told your dad that it was missing, and you pull it off, okay? Yeah, there. You can see, you've seen the center one come off.
Yeah.
Well, and then when your dad came, your dad immediately thought of Nancy because she had the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked in her pocket, and sure enough, the thing had fallen out of the center of the ring into her pocket.
Huh.
And I had just scoured my bedroom with flashlight.
Well, that's good news that you found it.
Yeah, I'm very relieved.
So this isn't your original wedding ring, right? This is...
Oh, you want to hear the story of this?
Sure.
Okay, one of these side stones is my original stone.
Right.
And that's not a small diamond for the time that Dad gave it to me. Because he didn't... Yeah, I think he was earning like a dollar in light.
Yep.
I shouldn't use light. I think... a half a carat diamond is pretty big for that time. So anyway, I had one of these set in a square setting for my engagement ring all by itself and a plain wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and then rings wear out. And, you know, the back of the ring, the gold wears through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went downtown to the jewelers. I think it was Charles Zell in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this setting with the two and the big one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Only it was smaller because it only had the one stone. Well, so I chose this setting, and both of these places on the side of the center, they were empty.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice gold swirl there, and then one of these was in the middle. And I wore it like that for years and years and years with the half carat in the middle and the companion plane. ring. So then one Christmas, a couple years before Dad died, he presented me with one small stone and the big stone. And they're about a half a carat, and this is a whole carat.
So this was the little one was originally in the middle.
Right.
And they moved it to the side and then put icing.
Okay, and then, so I have all these stones, take it to the jeweler. They built up this setting to contain the stones, cemented them all in, and made it work.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love it.
So the... It's a very pretty ring.
And it's original, you know. Thank you.
Yeah, Angie's wedding ring has the diamond from Mary Lee's ring we took, and my dad went to high school with a guy who was a jeweler, and I took it down to him and said, "Can you build a ring with this diamond?" And we looked it up in a book, and I found a setting that I liked. I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And I gave her the ring, and I said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes." And then, like, a week later, 2 weeks later, she told me, she's like, "I hate this ring. I don't like this. Can we go get a different ring?" And I said, "Sure, I don't really care. I mean, I want you to be happy."
So, but it was Mary Lee's setting.
It was the diamond, yeah. She, didn't like the gold. She didn't like the way I picked it out, because I'm a boy. And so we took it down.
So what was it like? I do remember that incident, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. It was crossed or something. She thought it was too masculine. Anyway, so we took the ring down to the jeweler, and he was like, "Oh, sure, we can replace it." I think that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That people want rings. So.
But I don't know if my fiancé had chosen it, whether I'd want to go against what he liked, too.
She's feisty, what can I say?
Well, you have to get along with your wife.
It didn't upset me. I just, it was funny.
Yeah, she should have what she likes.
Yeah.
You know, she sees it every day.
Yeah. What time is it? 2 o'clock?
You can kill some more time. I love to have somebody to listen to me all day.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want another cookie? A thin one?
No, I'm good, thanks. Susie, did we wake you up? Sorry.
She can't hear much.
No, she was snoring earlier.
Yeah, she was. Let's throw away.
Yeah, I should probably get running in a little bit. What else are you going to do today, Grandma? I'll get it. Just sit down.
No, it's okay. Let's throw this away. What else am I don't know. Reading my book, I guess. The girls did all the laundry. I'm not going to do anything ambitious.
Yeah, probably good to take it easy. That's my bowl.
Well, I'm up. Why not?
That's my bowl, Grandma. I can clean up after myself.
You want it?
Yeah, I do.
We can put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, my goodness. You are stubborn.
Yeah, I am. I'll admit it. Roland was doing beautifully on my piano when they were here that night.
Yeah, he does really like playing the piano. He was playing the piano this morning, actually.
That's right. You have a piano, don't you?
Right. We have a little electric keyboard that he plays.
Oh.
He found a website today, and he was downloading piano music so he could play it on our piano.
Well, now, Adam copied off a couple of numbers, classicals, when they were here. Do you want to take them home? Because I'm probably not going to play them.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I'll get them.
Why don't you come sit down? I got maybe five more minutes, and then...
A little milk in this, and I'm going to sit down. And your dad asked my neighbors next door, who are just wonderful people, if instead of putting my mail by the front door, which they have been doing, lately to bring it up here on
the deck. Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah, so they've been doing it, but gee, they have to go through all that mud and dirt. Anyway, do you want a bottle of beer?
No, I'm finishing up my...
When am I ever going to...
If you had half of that beer, you'd be...
I know.
There'd be nothing left. How many ounces is that? It's got to be like...
I don't know. Probably 40.
That's a 40 ounces? You're not going to drink a 40, Grandma?
I don't know. Oh, and down at the market, the cheap market, this was $2.99. I bought it just to have some wine in there. I'll see how bad it is.
How bad could it be? It's only $2.99 wine.
You know, I don't drink it. Yeah. Sean said that if you mix it up in the blender, that it aerates the wine and makes it taste better.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Hmm.
Well, you went to Disneyland with Angie's dad sometime recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Disneyland right before Halloween last year. So we saw Disneyland in saw Disneyland when it was all decorated for Halloween.
Oh, well, that must have been fun.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Yeah.
And did Grandpa have a good time too?
Yeah, he did.
And his girlfriend, was she there?
Yeah, she was. We all wandered around Disneyland. They're getting married, I forget, this summer, I think. I'm trying to remember. They were going to get married last summer, but he had a lot of other personal things going on, so he's going to get married, I think it's this summer, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about some rather large property that she had that they were going to do something to.
Yeah, she has a house up in Redland, and she's probably on, I don't know. Oh, I guess it has a back. Yeah, she's probably got some acreage up there. They have a pretty big house. They just remodeled it and redid the kitchen, and yeah, so he's living up there with her.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have any bills anymore. He doesn't have a mortgage to pay or anything. And now he's retired, and so I think he has lots of money because he spoils my kids all the time everywhere we go.
Well, yeah, what do they call that retirement for teachers? PERS?
Yeah.
And he must get that.
Well, she was a teacher, too, or she worked for Clackamas Community College for a while, so she got PERS also. So they both did, and he gets some sort of survivor's benefits, I think, from that. And I think he said he also gets to collect her Social Security until he starts to collect... I don't know. Anyway, he doesn't have any bills anymore, and so he likes to spend money on.
But I also heard via Tricia and Dale that they would lose a lot of money if they got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if they actually went through all the red tape, because he has some kind of railroad pension.
Oh, I see.
And his ex-wife gets some other pension. But if they, Tricia and Dale, got married, they'd lose some other money. And I don't understand it all. So I can understand why they don't want to get married.
Yeah, I mean...
If you lose a bunch of money per month...
Yeah.
Because you've made it legal, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference between just living together and being actually married? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, right...
I mean, you want to be holy and do all that. Anyway, you want to be a moral person, which you are.
Right.
But you can't agree with the church on that.
Right.
Are you still recording me?
Yeah, you're interesting.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever think about getting married again?
Oh, heavens, no.
No, once was enough?
Yeah, once is enough.
I always tell Angie I don't think I could ever find somebody else that would put up with me.
Oh, come on, you're not
that I'm the, hard. Yes. She's a...
Are you that hard to put up with?
Oh, man, I'm grumpy.
Are you?
Sometimes.
Do you still make your bags?
I haven't made one in a while, but I have all the fabric, yeah. I need to call that store and see if they sold any more. Yeah, I've been so busy lately.
What have you been doing? The boy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Monday nights we have Boy Scouts. Tuesday nights we have off. Wednesday, Gabe has religious education at church. Thursdays, I sometimes hang out with my friends, or Angie usually has meetings on Thursday nights.
Work meetings, or?
Just general meetings. A lot of Cub Scout meetings, but other meetings too. I mean, it's just, we're just busy all the time. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of
free time. Our kids got to the point where they'd say, where are you going tonight, Mom and Dad? Where are you going? Because that was it. You didn't have any time to spend at home with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be either.
So, yeah. I mean, I like it. Now, I mean, I wish we did less things. I wish I had more time to relax. But you know what? Someday my kids will be moved out and I won't have anything to do and then I'll miss it. So.
Right. Yeah, do the best you can at the time. What else can you do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's nice to be involved in my kids' lives. And
yeah, Scouts is very important.
Both
David and Joel are Eagle Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to both of them last time when they were here a little bit about that. So Gabe wants to get his Eagle Scout. We'll see. He's working on it.
So what area of interest is he in?
Right now, all he wants to do is play Dungeons & Dragons.
Is that covered in the book?
No. No, that's just something he likes doing. He likes rolling dice and fighting monsters. So.
Well, yeah. Didn't your parents used to play that?
My parents? I don't know. Maybe.
It's
been around
Dan and Paul play it?
They might have a little bit. It's been around for a long time. It's possible, so.
Seems to me like they used to play some board game with a bunch of monsters and things.
Yeah. Did you have any hobbies when you had kids? Did you have time to have a hobby?
I read.
Read? You've been reading your whole life.
Yeah, I really did. I've still got the book I learned to read in.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Huh.
Alice said, come cat, come to dinner. The cat said, no, I will find my dinner. That was the first page.
You have it. Not only do you still have the book, you have it memorized?
Yeah, my mother said that instead of knowing the words that I was pointing to, I had it memorized when I was reading to her.
Somewhere there's a piece of your brain that has that memorized. That's hilarious. Huh. Okay. Well, I wanted to just come over and check on you, make sure you're feeling okay, because it sounds like you had quite the experience.
Yeah, but I would call my other falls more serious, even, you know, when I fell on my face.
Yeah.
Didn't I look a lot worse?
Well, right. I mean, but looks can be deceiving, right? So, yeah. Well, you just got to stop falling, and then you'll be fine.
Well, and I really do try to be careful. I've never had an automobile accident.
Yeah.
And I do have the permission in my purse to go get another handicap sticker, because I do have a tag.
Yeah.
And that is very handy.
Yeah, I bet.
But I don't sit in the scooter at the store. Yeah, that gal was in our class at St. Mary's, class of 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, at St. Mary's. She was always a very pretty woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called one friend and told her about it. She hadn't heard that she had died.
This obituary is very recent, isn't it?
Yeah, it
last
is.
Week.
Yeah, one of the girls cut it out for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. It seems like you're in good spirits. You're just going to have to get used to
I'm always the same, right?
You're
boring.
You're not. I don't know why you think you're boring. You're not boring. You're feisty. That's the difference.
Mm.
Yeah, you're just going to have to get used to people coming in your house and helping you out with some things.
Well, the Their visiting angels are going to come Monday, Tuesday, and I have the surgery on Wednesday. And then they're going to come Thursday and Friday. And then the next week also, I don't know how many days I signed up for, but you have to give them 2 weeks' notice before you fire them. And I have to pay 33 something per hour. So that's expensive.
Yeah, but you're rich, right?
Well, you say so.
I don't know how much money. I'm just being sarcastic.
Well, I imagine your dad's got quite a bit, too, even though he's never earned tons of money. He's very frugal.
Yeah.
And which is good. He doesn't have to spend a lot of money.
Right.
I think the fact that they can hold these properties jointly says a lot for
Oh, you mean like the beach house and the Eagle Crest house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a little leery of that because so often when relatives hold property in common, that's a source of a lot of conflict.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's worked out so far, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get that music before I forget it.
Okay, well, I'll turn this off for now.